This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hopman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun
and be your authentic self.
I mean, I know stay in my lane, but we might need to add be your authentic self. Might have to doctor it. I know. Stay in my lane. Let's get a bunch. Come on. 651-461-9226. Here she is, today's leadoff man. That's what my father, that was the Twins pregame show for long time with my father, the leadoff man. And when they came back, my father, when they said, okay, you're 94, maybe you don't do that, he didn't handle that well.
No.
Shocking.
Your dad always believed that he was probably around 45 or 50.
Yes.
You know, he had the strength. He had the stamina.
Mm-hmm.
He used to carry his walker. I love that.
Used it as a weapon.
He would carry it down the hallway.
He did. The day after surgery at 96, he's walking, and these doctors are looking at me going, wow.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, he might be the least athletic person I've ever met in my life. Couldn't throw, couldn't catch, but
had the strength of a bull.
Yeah, the fastest walker ever met.
Ever.
It's that. That's probably where the housewife. His greatest influence on me.
Yeah.
Working, and buying into what you're doing, and house walking.
You're still trying to keep up. That's why you keep walking.
Yeah, that's why I keep walking. All right, what do you got, Susie?
Well, you know, I've been fumbling around with this little thing. I told you nothing.
Workshopping it.
Nothing jumped out, but then I'm telling you, I was driving. I did a lot of driving. Did a lot of driving this weekend, helping a lot of people. That's
You're
all
a giver.
I am a giver.
Give of yourself.
I do. I'm driving. I'm helping. I'm babysitting. I'm doing a little of this, a little of that. Starving. I was starving driving home from one of my assignments, and I was like, I feel like some Lunds and Byerly's soup. I know you're a big fan.
I think they have an excellent soup
section, variety.
An array.
A cornucopia.
Yeah.
Cornucopia. So I'm calling it
what
properly
is it?
Rated.
Is it Panoply? Am I somewhere in the right in that? Isn't that also variety?
Panacea?
Nope. Panicking. Don't be a panicking.
Don't be a panicking.
I'll figure it out.
So that was a good one. That's properly
among
rated.
The Lunds Byerly soup. Mm. If you could have only one, do you go with their traditional? I think they're most known for the wild rice.
Yep.
It's the one that's at the ballpark still, right?
Yeah.
Is it still the ballpark?
I think it's still at the ballpark.
Nice.
I think that's their calling card. I think their chili.
You like their chili.
Is excellent. I think The thicker chicken noodle soup is pretty good too. Okay. I like when there's some density to my soup.
What did you go with, Susie?
Dave, thanks for asking. I purchased two packages of the corn chowder.
Oh, so you stayed in one lane.
One lane.
Corn chowder's so good.
And I picked up a few dinner rolls. You know, a lot of
people what kind of dinner rolls?
Well, they were just sort of run-of-the-mill. They were in the bakery department.
Do you ever get, like, the Hawaiian rolls?
I do. I love those.
Aren't those good?
Do you know what else I'm going to say? I'm getting a little tired of people who don't eat carbs. You don't eat carbs, do you, Dave?
Are you kidding me? I love carbs.
I love carbs. If someone said to me, Susie, we'd like to give you two items that you can have. Oh, I'm going to say three. I feel like Steve Martin.
Why? Hold on a second. Why did you feel like
because
Steve Martin?
Because he, one time on a Saturday Night Live skit, said if I have all the money in the world, I would help the small children. And then he went, anyway, it was a bit.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
No.
Oh.
He's hosted quite a few times.
He would buy a yacht, and then a sports car, and then a new home. And after that, I would help the children.
Yeah, saw
it. Of course.
Yeah.
So if you could have three things.
I would have bread, butter, and a beverage. Whether it was, I don't even know what beverage. I mean, water would keep me
Pepsi
alive.
Pepsi in a can?
Pepsi in a can.
That's the only beverage to have.
Hot chocolate. Anyway, hey, come on. Hot chocolate,
Pepsi in a can, Diet Coke.
Which one I like better? That's a tough call.
But you know what? I love bread. So I enjoyed this soup and a little bread, and I washed a little. Here's a properly rated, actually maybe even under, you know. I watched a new show. I tried
it. Oh, what do we got?
The American Family. Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you say her name?
Yeah,
from
Grey's
ER.
Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Sorry. She and her husband, he's no one you know, adopt. She's sort of a big autism advocate.
Yep.
Starts a little, wrote a book, starts a place for them.
Yep.
They adopt a girl, and she is not who she said she was on the on the Social Security and the visa.
What network? What streaming service do we
have
here?
On Hulu or Netflix. I have to check. I'll let
you know.
Yep. Anyways, it is kind of eerie.
Yeah, that's good.
The little girl is creepy.
Oh.
She's not a little girl. She has dwarfism, which I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that's
it's a medical condition.
And it is eerie and twisted.
A little scary.
And suspenseful.
Yep.
And based on a true story.
Oh, really?
And it's all has that information. The names have been changed. This is according to this person.
Yeah.
There's lots of asterisks, you know?
Yep.
But it made me watch. I watched three episodes. I should not have. I needed to go home. I needed to go to sleep. But
how late were you up?
For me, 10 o'clock, which is late. I like to go to sleep.
Who are you, Adam Carter?
Well, I'm kind of a
What time do you normally take your teeth out? Like 6?
I put my Vicks in.
Jeez,
turn the fan
10
on.
10 o'clock.
And my heating pad.
What time do you go to bed? 7?
I have been known to go up into my bed at 7. Listen, I love my bed.
Yeah.
I love the experience of my bed. I like the window open.
Yeah.
I like my fresh, clean sheets.
Yeah. Oh, fresh, clean sheets.
And
underrated.
The fan on.
Don't underrate
the
window open, too.
The window open.
If you have allergies, shut that
out. It was a great weekend for window open.
By the way, I hope it was a Pella window.
It was a Pella window.
Just a preview of what's coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess underrated, too, is a beautiful early evening in my bed by myself. Or maybe, by myself now.
What?
Maybe? What do you mean,
Excuse
maybe?
I don't know.
Are you burying the lead?
No, I'm not burying the lead because remember that last time I came on, I was telling you there were three live ones?
Yeah.
Just like that. They all dropped the bait.
Everyone?
All three disappeared. I have no idea what I did. But it's all right.
Maybe talk about them critically on the show?
It's possible. People are terrified.
I mean, you did, Dave, if I'm right, wasn't exactly a glowing report.
Not entirely.
Yeah. No.
But we don't want you to stop that because we want to be informed.
I know you do, and I'm going to keep at it. Hey, guess what I did?
Yeah?
I paid a little fee for Bumble.
Oh, so here we go.
I could get 5
Ooh.
Super swipes.
Super swipes. I didn't know what that means.
I don't either.
You don't know what it means?
It's special.
It's got a good name. That's why you pay for it.
Super swipes.
Super swipes.
All right, hang on, Susie. We'll get more in a second. Dave will chime in. But yes, Pella Windows, 100 years of business. Listen, if you are in business 10 years, you're having great success. 100, that means you're fantastic. And I'm not saying Pella Windows are the only windows. They're the only business in this competitive area. The other good ones, this is just the best one. This is the one where if you go into somebody's house and it looks really, really good, guess what you know? You know, Pella has been there with their quality service, their innovation, their great warranties. And for me, this house, and I'm going to leave this house at some point this year. This house was built in 02, 04, I forget. Pella Windows from the start. I bought it a couple years into it and made a change in the kitchen. I want to take the kitchen from this house to the other house because I like the kitchen so much after Pella made the changes. But when I move into this other place, guess what? I made sure they had installed Pella Windows and Doors. They're the best. Go to a showroom, Plymouth, Woodbury. Go there and tell them to come out to your house for free. In-home visit for free. And this is the time to do it because now until the end of the month, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. One way to go, PellaNorthland.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Very good.
I think she's in bad shape, old Brittany.
No, she's not. She is definitely not. It's been tough. This is all owed to Rory McIlroy. I talked about it with Adam. We'll get back to it later in the show. A sporting event like I've never watched in my entire life. And Rory wins. Dave Harrigan, what do you have, sir?
I'll get you a little bit on the golf by the end of this, but I'm going to start with my Saturday. First, underrated, a nice walk in nature.
There we go. Cross it off the list.
Afton State Park.
Oh, I've been there.
You
many
you took the girls and went to the park.
We took the girls. We joined one of my wife's good friends, her husband. They brought their two dogs. By the end of it,
This is the guy you can't stand, right?
No, it's not at all.
Oh, I couldn't say that
now. These are good people. By the end of it, I was shocked to learn we went almost 4 miles.
Woo!
And
nice.
The girls were amazing. Our 4-year-old, or 5-year-old, I should say now, getting tired. You know, as it goes, but throw a snack in her, all of a sudden we're good to go. You know, 20 minutes later, I'm tired.
Sugar
Here's the next
high.
Snack. Let's go. You know, it was just a great way to spend a Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning in a nice little area. Also Saturday, we ended the night with having a bunch of our neighbors over for dinner. Pulled pork.
Oh, I love
it. It's
pulled pork.
So easy and it's so underrated.
Did you ever
disappoint. Yes.
And you just cook a pork loin and pull it apart.
Take the big, it was like a 10-pound pork butt, shove that thing in the crock pot with some onions and some broth and some seasoning, you know, season it up really nice.
I love them.
Have it go on low for 10 hours.
I could make that.
For sure you could.
I couldn't screw that up, could I?
Brisket is harder, and brisket at its best I like a little bit better. I think pulled pork is just more consistent, and I love pulled pork.
Mm. It's much easier than brisket.
Yeah.
Brisket is a fine line between delicious and, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to quickly the golf. Overrated pace of play on the PGA.
It's horrible.
I mean, Rory's round took 4 hours and 20 minutes before before the playoff. Teed off at 1:30 our time.
Yeah. And that,
wrapped up at about 10 to 6.
By the way, that is a lot faster than they normally are, because normally they have like 70-some guys make the cut.
Yes.
Here it's ties for 50. Most rounds on the PGA Tour are over 5 hours.
Yes, and we're talking about
a joke.
Twosomes of the best players in the world. It should take them 3 hours to get around. They need a pitch clock.
They 100%.
Walk up to the ball, you've got 45 seconds to hit.
I'm in.
That's it.
Is it the players who are making it long, or the commercials?
No.
Is it a television thing?
It's the golfers.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all the golfers. If they played on a muni, the marshal would kick them off.
There's no punishment.
Okay.
And clock, and you get one warning, then here's two strokes. That's what I would do.
Yes. You don't need to walk around, you know, Justin Rose on the final green in the playoff. Oh, got to look at it from this side. Got to look at it from this side. And then you know what? He putts like me. You're going to miss it anyway.
Okay. Is it ego?
Calm down.
Is it ego? Are they puffing their feathers? Are they?
They aren't. What drives me nuts about it is they want to start their whole real. Let's say the three of us are playing. Susie, you do everything to get ready. Now it's my turn. Now I do everything to get ready, as opposed to when you're getting ready, I'm all ready to go. So when you hit, I'm ready to go within 20 seconds. It's not that difficult. I love the game. Greatest craziness. For just pure craziness, a sporting event will never top what I saw yesterday, but 100% right. It should be way quicker.
Mm.
And then TV would adjust.
Yeah, they'd figure it out. They'd still cover it.
Yep, they would. And it'd be better. That's it? Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I got it, Bevy. Outside the last couple of days, I felt absolutely horrible out of nowhere last week.
Oh, yes.
Out of nowhere. I was totally fine. I told you Wednesday I was starting to cough. I mentioned I went to Tyler Childers on Wednesday night. Loved it. Until 2 hours before, I the joke I've used a few times now, I was more familiar with Brad Childers. It was great. But by the time we got home, I was burning up. And I started coughing and coughing, and I did the 30-minute thing and coughed and coughed. And this is how bad it was. Friday was Quentin's birthday. And that, I mean, he is my boy. That is, I mean, his birthday we've been talking about forever. And I didn't go. That's how sick I was.
Oh, no.
Didn't go. Now, he had an amazing time because he was with a great group. It was Kathleen. I mean, here's how great my life is. His mom, my ex-wife, who... parts of our divorce were a total mess. Now we get along extraordinarily well. My girlfriend, who gets along great with my ex-wife and my family. Then Carla's son, Michael. Carla and I dated for 8 years. Michael is ride or die with me. I mean, we are still extraordinarily close. And then my boys. And then Hunter's fiance, Michaela.
They're all at the party.
All at the party.
So good.
Together.
That's amazing.
That is my modern family.
That is your modern family.
And by the way, if anybody sends a text here criticizing that, you're blocked in a second.
Yeah.
So... the fact that I get along so great with my ex-wife and that my girlfriend and ex-wife get along great and that Carl and I, who, by the way, also get along very well, and that Mike is still like a son to me, I don't have any part of my life that is that good. But I was so bummed out to miss Quinny, but I was sick.
What'd they do for his birthday?
Dave and Buster's, play games, and everyone I've talked to said just the joy on his face because he loves playing games with his brothers, most of all.
Oh my God!
Right, so that was great.
How old again for Quinny?
24.
So good.
24. I started the day in Vancouver after Wolves game, and at about 1:30, my hero came upon the scene. He just, I could talk for 5 hours about why he's amazing. Who are you dopes that are buying these Trader Joe's tote bags that cost like $3 and you're paying like $1,700? Do you have a child held hostage? Do we need to help you out? It's a tote bag. I like Trader Joe's, but it's just a tote bag that costs $3, $4, $5 and they're paying $1,700.
Yeah, and this is not the first time.
No.
It's happened two or three times before.
Honestly. Can you clean up the audio? Did you clean it up enough?
Yeah.
This is Bryce Mitchell. Is this guy? Middle boy, Griffin, loves UFCs, like a lot of people. And this guy lost. I had heard a little bit about him, but then this audio was retweeted. This is Bryce Mitchell praising an individual I like to call Adolf Hitler.
I honestly think that Hitler was a good guy based upon my own research, not my public education indoctrination. I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy to go fishing with.
Sure.
He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were gaying out the kids.
We've all known that.
They were out the women. They were out the dudes. They were, you know what her first tranny surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Books.
Yeah.
Because Hitler didn't want a bunch of quacks destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
Wow. Rory winning was number one for me. This guy losing, number two.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see him get choked out.
My God.
It's terrifying, though, that people, and we don't think about it very much, but there are a lot of people that share that opinion. There are people that live
millions. There are millions.
Yeah.
That's where he did his own research.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He found people that have that insane, warped sense of things. And that's your research.
Not one thing he said is close to the truth. Mm-mm. Not one thing. But there are millions out there believe it. Let's see. The idiot who ran a red light by me today on a surface street in Plymouth. Going about 70.
No.
Okay. Now, if there was a medical emergency, I'll make an exception.
You'll pass. You're my pass.
But let's be honest. We see too much. Just the dangerous driving. Mm-hmm. It's worse and worse. And by the way, I'll even say this in the medical situation. And I can't imagine what that would be like. But you still got to make sure that if you're going to somebody or you're with somebody and you're trying to get to a hospital, you don't get killed. So maybe you can slow down for some of those lights.
T-bone somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Saw one the other day right in front of me.
Yep. Beets. Just had a little beets squash combo. Beets are so great.
You either love them or you hate them. I don't like them.
I love them.
Beet salad. I see people eat a beet salad for lunch.
Phenomenal.
Don't spill it. You'll never get it out.
And then going back to my illness, I cough so much that by Sunday I started to feel better. By Friday, I had screwed up my intercostal muscles, the muscles between your ribs and on the right side. It felt like there was a jagged knife in my right side, kind of where front to back meets. That is as much pain as I felt, and I have a great person, my friend Pat O'Brien, health architect, who helps with chiro work, muscle manipulation. I met Pat through a couple friends a couple years ago. I am elated that I know a guy like Pat O'Brien, health architect. If you have issues, this is me being honest, but by the way, respect your intercostal muscles. Because when they're mad at you, they're overrated.
When did you start to feel better? I know, just so you know, they called to ask me to fill in Friday.
Yeah, I wish you would have.
I wish I would have too, but I was completely booked. I had more.
Doing what?
Oh my God, you want me to tell you how much stuff I did Friday? I cleaned my nephew's apartment in the morning. I met the committee, the council.
The Am I Wrong committee?
The Steve Murphy, Eric Escala.
Oh, the RIP WCCO radio.
Denny Long.
Where it stands.
Tim Russell was there this time, Dave Lee.
She couldn't cover because she was at lunch.
Because you couldn't do the show because you went with people who ripped the station.
You could have brought them on the show. They could have all done it here.
But I only had an hour.
I'm going to be serious. That disappoints me because many of those people.
No.
Many of those people ripped the station.
I know. But my next.
And you went to have lunch with them instead of doing the
but
show.
But I only had an hour for them because then I was babysitting Isaiah from 2 to 6.
Bring him in.
Bring Isaiah in here.
Isaiah.
Oh, my God.
I'll play with him while you're talking.
Yeah. What is Isaiah now, like 6 months or so?
No, he's almost 10 months. He is chatting. He goes like this all the time.
Why not? Have you heard
it's
Adam?
As good as you.
Have you heard Adam Carter? I mean, jeez. I mean, the bar's not high here.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Susie.
Uh-huh. Good to talk to you guys.
34 past 1, CCO. Underrated Trump's willingness to lie about his height and weight. Yeah, I think the New York police report has him listed at 5'10". And what's he listed on this? Is he listed as 6'2 or 6'3 on this?
I think 6'2, 230, something like that.
No. He would not appreciate that. 224.
Oh, it's 224. Okay.
He has lost weight. There's no doubt about that. But what do you think? 250?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me say this, too. For 78, I think the guy's in very good shape. I do.
He moves fairly well.
He moves. I mean, compared to Joe, he's the greatest athlete ever.
It's Carl Lewis.
Hey, Chad, I did lots of mess. Thankfully, not anymore. Never once did I want to kill him or exterminate a race. That's going back to the comments.
Oh, meth. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you have kicked your meth habit and appreciate that you listen. Chad, that's so awesome that you get along with everyone. That you get along with everyone, and people should hope for that. Thank you so much. I mean, it's stunning the amount of texts I get where they're criticizing me because I get along with my ex-wife. You can't make it up. Chad, are you, excuse me, Dave, are you mad about the Masters because bumped Tracker back 30 minutes? That's my guy from This Is Us, though. Hartley, I think it is. I've not watched it, but supposedly it's for a network show, pretty popular. Smoke pulled pork or it's just pedestrian? What do you say to that?
Smoked is probably better, but pedestrian, no.
No.
This pulled pork was dynamite, just the right amount of garlic, great spice we put on it. It's always tremendous.
Is Afton hilly to hike? You
yes.
Want to go first?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. This is my thing. This is my addiction. Thankfully, it's not meth or alcohol. It's golf, right? It's the one physical sport that I'm decent at. And play at a minor level of competitive.
You play very well.
I
compared
try.
To the average golfer, I would consider myself a decent golfer.
Yeah.
You would clown me on any day.
So golf's my deal, right? And I think Rory McIlroy, from everything I see and everything I hear, is a tremendous person. I love how he plays the game. I love his story. I love how brilliant he burst upon the scene. I love how authentic he is and human he is. Not flawless. When he's walked out a couple of these events and hasn't met the media, that bugs me. But this has been his hill to climb, his rock to push, to try to win the Masters and become the sixth guy in the history of the game to win the Grand Slam. And he completely threw it away in 2011. But at the time, he hadn't won a single major then. Just to show his resilience, the next major he goes out and he wins the U.S. Open by 8 and blows everybody's doors off at Congressional. And when he's in full flight, he's the best. I think he's even better than Scotty, but Scotty's just more consistent. And I just haven't watched a sporting event where the leader, the team, the individual seemingly was in control and then was so awful. Like to start with a double again when, you know, the first two holes he's in the bunker by a yard. And just to start the tournament double bogey, but then he bounces back with birdies on 3 and 4 is playing impossible. And I mean, five guys maybe birdied that on Sunday. And he pulls that off and he establishes control of the tournament. Bryson's going the other way. Bryson's a tremendous player. He just didn't have control of his irons the entire tournament. The fact that he was still in the mix shows, for anybody says he's just a meathead and he's just overpowers the course. His short game was sublime for the 4 days. It just, you can't keep missing greens and you keep, he was turning the ball over too much on his approach shots over and over again. And with those firm greens, you're just going to get yourself in trouble. And so Rory plays 13 smart. It's a legendary par 5. Some believe it's one of the greatest par 5s on the planet. No, some believe it's the greatest par 5 on the planet. And he hits one of the worst wedges I've ever seen in my life. I mean, just you just cannot do that. I would want to vomit if I, stupid me, hit that. I mean, where he was trying to hit it was dumb. The laying up was absolutely smart. He's up by 3. He missed where his target should have been by 25 yards. So he makes double bogey from 90 yards. Then he bogeys 14. Then he does not hit because he's not driving the ball well at all on 15 all day. And he pulls on 15. And I'm just thinking as he's about to hit this shot on 15, he's behind the trees. And it looks like he's going to have to – it's 207. And knowing how long he is, I'm thinking maybe it's 6 or 7. And it looks like to me like he's going to have to hook it 30 yards minimum. And it's got to land soft because that green is new and it's so firm. I'm thinking, what are you doing again, dude? Layup, wedge it up there, try to tough lead. And I can't tell because the camera angle is far away. But it's a shot. I mean, the two shots he hit on Saturday and Sunday, if you're a golf aficionado, you're going to see those shots forever. Because he hits the most magnificent hooking 7-iron of my entire life. He hits it to 5 feet, but what does he do? Like Phil, who hit the one on the pine straw when he won in 2010, he misses the 5-foot putt. Now, Rose has tied him, by the way. So what does he do on 16 now tied? Hits this beautiful little bleeder left to right that's not really shot to like 12 feet. Doesn't make that. Rose then bogeys 17. Rory hits a bad three metal on 17. Again, Ian Baker Finch, get out of here. I mean, I'm waiting for Ian Baker Finch after watching him for 30 years to say the first interesting thing. If he didn't have the accent, we'd be done with him. Move on. He adds zero. And when Rory hits a well-executed three metal, three wood, whatever you want to call it, he's way back there and hits this 8-iron off this uphill lie from 178. And he's begging for it to go. Lays it to 2.5 feet.
I've done that.
Yeah. I'm sure you hit 8-iron from there. I'm sure there's
uphill 178, no problem.
Yeah.
I actually got a club down.
Yeah, exactly. Little three-finger gap wedge for you. And he buries it. And now Rose is hearing you could hear it in Plymouth. The amount of men ages 22 to 72 were on the edge of their seat. What's incredible. And I'm there, too. I'm 100% there. I admitted I'm totally in. The Wolves, the number one individual or team I want to win is Rory, and second place isn't close. The Wolves are second, but I've been gone so long that it's not the same. And I'm debating on like 15 texting threads. Is he hitting driver or is he hitting three metal on the TN18, because he should hit driver if he's playing right, because he's the best driver on the planet, but he can't hit a good drive. And I'm just saying these threads, three metal, and he just guts a driver. He's got 125. Rose has birdied 18 on a putt that only O'Meara makes. And Rory's got 125. Just hit it on the green, and you've won. You have the Grand Slam. Hits an atrocious wedge. Is not strong enough. Horrid. I would just be staring at that if I did that with me, with my dopey handicap I have. And then he doesn't get up and down. And I have been walking around my house. I have been shaking my head. I at one point, so mad, tweeted, well, Justin Rose should win this tournament. Because Rory, if you want to say the pressure, you want to say choked, either way, that's what happened on 13 and 18. Just flat out. It did. And now Justin Rose, who's just, by all accounts, a great human being himself. You wonder why I've been cheering for the Euros and the Ryder Cup for the last 30 years? By the way, it's not a war. Because all the Europeans are such good, charming, decent individuals. And about a third of our guys are just pompous louts. And by the way, if the Ryder Cup was tomorrow, Europe might win every match. And then Rory pulls it off. Rose misses like a 12-foot putt. And I will tell you that when he struck that putt on 18 to win it, I was standing in the kitchen, and you know what I looked at? I looked away from the TV and looked at I could go pell the blinds, but I looked away and listened to the crowd. I am just a total rube for the guy. Total, unadulterated, I need this guy to win. I do. I think he comports himself the way people should do it in life. And I think he's fascinating. I think he's interesting. I love that he's been knocked on his butt so many times and gets up and stands up for the right things and believes in causes. And it's also my addiction. And I just don't remember ups and downs like that. Like, you think of Minnesota, you think Minneapolis Miracle. Well, it was Yeah, the Vikings led by 17, and then, you know, they came back. And, you know, pompous jackass head coach, Peyton is doing the skull. And then that play happened. That none of what the Masters had. Now, again, if you don't like golf, I totally get it. I get it. You're allowed to not like golf. But if you care at all, and by the way, if you were out anywhere yesterday, anywhere, you know what you saw? Men 20 to 70, their iPad, their laptop, their phone, at lunch, actually sort of kind of paying attention to their wife, or at a kid's event, or on a walk, watching it. Because the guy has brought us all in, and I am not my kids happy, not my personal life happy, not if I would hear great news about you or a great friend, not that. But for sports, couldn't be happy. And I needed to smoke after the round. Not pot, but I've never, I think I've, my total inhale of cigarettes is like 5 my entire life. I almost walked to the Super America and said, just give me one cigarette.
just give me a carton. I don't know how many I need.
Just, and I loved how he handled afterwards. I loved how he told the folks who've been ripping his buddy, who's his caddy, by the way, Harry Diamond, who was a plus two and a half. Very accomplished golfer and such an easy cheap shot to blame the caddy. Get out of here. It's overblown. I loved it. It's just one of the all-time sporting events I'm ever going to watch in my entire life. It's 52 past one. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. You know where Rory shouldn't be today? Rory shouldn't be at Stretch Lab. He's the one person who's allowed to not be at Stretch Lab today. That's it. He doesn't need to stretch today. You know what he needs to do? Drink, celebrate, and party. And what did he say yesterday? Where does he want to go in a couple days? Wants to go see his mom and dad back in Hollywood, Ireland. How good is that? I am
typical Hollywood guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Hollywood, Ireland. I'll be there. I will be at Stretch Lab because I believe in all their locations. Now, I live fairly close to the one in Plymouth, so that's a bit of my fallback, but that doesn't mean I haven't been to the one in Maple Grove or the one by the lakes or the one in Chanhassen. There's 11 total locations. You could be 75. And you could be a former athlete, and you're like, why don't I feel better? Stretch, flexibility, mobility. It's good for us no matter the age. Maybe you walked, like Dave, you went to Afton, that great park. Guess what? Those glutes, those hamstrings are biting you today. You want to feel better. I'm going to start playing golf here in the next 10 days. I'd like to hit it a little better, a little further. Those folks are going to help me feel better. They are trained specialists who work specifically with your body, with their principles. You're going to feel better. StretchLab.com. First time you go, half off your visit, StretchLab.com.